Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you all of you for coming. Praise and Juliana, Albert, Teddy, all of you, glory be to God. Amen. Jed, Andrew, okay, William, thank you so much. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Thank you. Glory to God. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Amen. If we are to hold service, today is a Sunday. If we are to hold service on Tuesday, on Christmas, we would be like six. Okay, so that's why it is our culture. While we are still small, our culture is we don't hold Christmas services here in Eriti. Amen? Because in my opinion, maybe I'm not spiritual, but it just didn't make sense. All right? Maybe I'm carnal, but it just didn't make sense. Amen? Yeah, it didn't make sense to get you guys here on Sunday. Then 2 days later, you come back. All right? And you come back, six of you. It just didn't make sense. Hallelujah. Amen. It's better you stay home with your families, with your, or visit other churches, which know how to celebrate Christmas. Okay, lights, Christmas trees. Glory be to God. At LAT, we don't feel it is time yet to spend money, to waste money on those things. Glory be to God. Amen. So on 25th, on Tuesday, either stay home with your family, visit, go to other churches, be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. I wish I would... God will tell me to go somewhere on Christmas for service. But these days I'm very what? Cautious where I go, Life is spiritual, I hope you know that, Okay, you can step in a place. There's a guy, who stepped in a place somewhere out of the country and returned to Uganda with devils. So man, these days, things are becoming what? Very tight. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Meanwhile, these scriptures I'm going to read today, I haven't read them this morning. This is the first time I'm coming to church without reading scriptures that I'm going to use. But I read them last night. Okay? We don't have a maid at home, so I woke up, I was busy washing dishes. Okay. Then, I am still a humble pastor. I had to take the car somewhere to be washed instead of what? So I'm not any different from what? The worship team. Even them, I'm sure they what? So now, in the sixth month, the angel of the Lord, the angel Gabriel, Gabriel, remember? Gabriel, this angel, has appeared to me twice in dreams, But he took on the form of a friend of mine called Gabriel. The first time, Jesus in person has appeared to me once in a dream. But for some reason, he didn't want me to really see him. It was a fleet second. But in that second, he told me many things. This is 2013. And he was basically telling me to begin prophesying. And I began. This lady here doesn't think I'm a pastor. According to her, she believes I'm a prophet. It is you guys who call me what? Pastor. Anyway, then last year, 2017, okay, he appeared to me again. Okay, this time he didn't come to tell me something, okay, to give me a message from the Lord, but he came to rescue me from some demonic thing that had held me. Eh? I didn't know that something had held me. Okay? You remember eh? Those dreams? Eh? Okay? Where, in the first dream, Elvis had like gotten stuck and I was overtaking him and then he held me. Okay? You remember that dream of the invisible grip? Eh? Okay? And the dream ended when I was still in an invisible grip and a painful one. All right? So, I woke up, you know, I prayed, I fasted. Then 2 days later, actually, it was a Sunday morning like this. Okay? I dreamt I was in a room, confined in a room, alone, seated in some corner, man, a prisoner. Okay? Then this friend of mine called Gabriel, walked in. Okay, he walked in, okay, to where I was. Then he got me, okay, and walked me out. Okay, and as we walked, we began to talk about a certain lecturer in medical school. Eh? Okay, some guy who taught us urology. Okay, anyway, yeah. So we began to talk about him and say that guy used to act like a man of integrity, yet he didn't have integrity. Okay? And as we talked, okay, at a certain point, it dawned on me that, wait a minute, this is not Okumu Gabriel. I said, wait a minute, this is Angel Gabriel. The moment that thought came, you know, that realization, he disappeared. Okay? And moments later, I woke up. Okay? So you could see that dream was a continuation of the one where I was held in that invisible grip. Okay? This now was, because I prayed and I fasted, okay, God sent Gabriel, okay, to what? To get me out. Now, if God had to send Gabriel to do that work, then that means whatever Elvis was doing was high level what? High level demonic stuff. You understand? Eh? I mean, there are other angels. Eh? Okay, Angel Sandra, you know. Hallelujah. Angel Jed. Okay. Our worship team is so small, that's why I know everyone's name. And that's why everyone is my friend in the worship team. Okay, it is William who I don't see often, eh, but we shall become friends. All right? Hi, you know, yeah. By the way, that Gabriel guy has just sent me 1 million shillings. Right now, I've just seen a 1 million shillings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So this angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. You know it is Christmas, so we have to what? Read some what? Christmas stories. Okay? But what we're going to do today, we're just going to talk about basically the kingdom. Eh? You remember, for the last, I don't know how many months, we've been talking about how to make sure that we enter the kingdom. Alright? Those who practice lawlessness, iniquity, are not entering the kingdom. Okay? People who say they are born again, but they are practicing lawlessness. Okay? They are always getting drunk. They are always fornicating, always stealing, liars. Eh? Okay? By the way, there's also a scripture which talks about cowards. It's there. Revelation. That even cowards are not what? Revelation, it's there. Cowards. Cowards. Practicing what? We're all cowards, I guess, to a degree. But, you know, there are moments when God needs a test. He needs someone to testify of him. Someone to represent him. He needs it so badly. All right? And you are there, you can speak out, you can stand for him. Eh? And then you what? You there darkening. Glory be to God. But it's there. Eh? Cowards. Revelation, I guess, 21. Eh? Okay? And it's there. Glory be to God. Cowards are not entering, what? It's there, and it gets me scared also. Cowards. Because if there's a coward in this room, eh, it's me. Contrary to what many of you think. If you see me doing anything bold, eh, just know it is the grace of God. I'm telling you. Okay? And so we're going to talk about the kingdom, eh? Okay? Which Jesus, the Christmas baby, okay, came to what? To establish. Amen? So now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Let's stop there. This reminds me of a certain one. Prophet in town. You know him. Okay? Many years ago, he gave a prophecy to what? To someone. To some girl. And that girl came and told Elvis what their girl prophesied. And Elvis told me. He said, "Man, do you know what the what? The prophecy this guy, what? Our friend gave to us." Then I told him, "No, that can't be true. The chick just misunderstood." I was like, "It cannot." But apparently the lady said that this prophet told her that you're going to conceive without a man. You know, eh? I told Elvis, no, that chick just, no person in their sensible minds can give a prophecy like that. Elvis said, I said, no. To this day, I'm like, that chick didn't understand what? The prophet. But Elvis is convinced that guy what? Gave that prophecy. You see, that's why you should read your Bibles. Eh? So that you don't prophesy in nonsense. Eh? Things which are what? Outside what? Okay? Glory be to God. You know, it is Christmas, so I don't know, because I'm just, stories are coming up. Eh? Christmas is a time for what? Celebrating what? You know, a non-theology school. Eh? Amen. I remember the story you told me. You had a dream one time, and Abraham, was caning you chivoko. Abraham. Then what happened?
He actually phoned me preaching in the crossroads, and then I was holding my Bible. So he had a whip and started giving me good ones. And then I told him, "Why are you beating me?" He said, "What are you preaching to my people? Why are you telling them lies?" And then I told him, "No, my Lord, this is what I'm preaching about." Then he got the Bible and he read the exact scripture I was reading and said, "Oh, you've survived. Never change your twist scriptures for your benefit."
Glory be to God. Chivoko, Abraham, glory be to God. For twisting what? Scripture. A scripture clearly says those who practice iniquity are not entering the kingdom. You twist it. For example. Okay? Just pray that no more stories, what? All you want stories. Good, yeah? Jesus stories. This is a story. Okay? But when she, Mary, saw angel Gabriel, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David." Okay? Remember, David was a king. Okay, his throne was here on earth. Alright? So when it says that the Lord God will give Jesus the throne of his father David, that throne is going to be on the earth. Not in heaven. Alright? Is there these things about heaven, on earth, David's throne was on earth. Okay, and Jesus is coming to what? To sit on this throne on earth. Which reminds another story. Okay? You know Robert Lydon? Okay? Many years ago, he told a story. He said, you know, it was summertime. Eh? Okay? So it was a time for chilling. So he went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to see family and old friends. Eh? So when he got there, this is a man who came to him, you see, and said, I want to show you the crown, a golden crown I have made for Jesus. All right? Okay, Jesus told me to make for him a crown, which he's going to wear when he returns. Apparently, this guy was a rich guy. Okay? So he had made a golden crown. So, of course, Lydon was like, now, you know, I've just met another fool. Okay? But remember, he said it was summertime. So, he was like, okay, can you show me the crown? And he said, yeah, come. So, they went. The guy took him to a room. Okay? A room very secure, like no one gets in. Open the side. Anyway, the guy unleashed what? A golden crown, which the Lord is going to wear, to put on when he returns. Okay? So, then Lydon is like, can I touch it? The guy said, no, don't touch the Lord's crown. As in, it is only him, the maker, who can touch it. The guy said, no, don't touch the Lord's crown. So apparently, when the Lord returns, okay, he's first going to fly to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to pick his what? His crown. And then proceed to Jerusalem. Okay? Glory be to God. So, God will give him, Jesus, the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom, there will be no what? No end. You see, that kingdom, eh? That kingdom is going to be on the earth. Because David reigned on earth. Do you understand? Eh? Okay, and that is a kingdom we said we must do all we can to ensure that we enter it. Hallelujah. All right? Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, from verse 50 to 52, it talks about the initial stages or the starting point of how we are going to get into that kingdom. It says, this is Paul saying, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. At the last what? Not the first, not the second, not the third, but the last. Okay? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. Okay? And we shall be chained. If you haven't yet died by then, okay, you'll also be chained. And you'll be given an incorruptible body. Why? Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Alright? So before we enter that kingdom, okay, we are going to receive glorified bodies. Bodies which can never fall sick. Bodies which can never get tired. Okay, bodies which can feel pain. Bodies which are like the body that Jesus had, okay, when he rose from the dead. But we shall be able to eat. Remember Jesus ate fish? Okay? Bodies were to enter Rome. You don't have to have a key to, you know, to the door. Okay? The disciples had locked themselves in a room and Jesus with his glorified body just entered. That's what is going to happen to us. Alright? Glory be to God in the kingdom. Alright? The kingdom, eh? Okay? Today, God just wants you to remind you, eh, how wonderful this kingdom is going to be. Hallelujah. Amen? And this scripture is talking about the rapture, by the way. You know that, eh? Okay? And Jesus told us the timing of the rapture. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 31, Jesus made it so clear that the rapture is after the tribulation. Alright? He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, the moon will not give its light. Okay? The stars of the heaven will fall, you know, the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Let's go on, verse 30. Then he says, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, okay? In heaven, and then all the tribes of heaven will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Exactly what Paul said, eh? Okay, and the last one, trumpet, and you see a trumpet here. And then those angels will gather together his elect. Okay, the elect who are dead will be raised. Okay, the elect who are still alive, okay, will also be caught up, okay, to meet the Lord in the air. Eh? Okay, glory be to God. So the timing is what? Immediately after the great tribulation. That's when the rapture will happen. Hallelujah. This year has been to make it, you know, you have had to hear it every Sunday that the rapture is happening after the tribulation. So be ready. Eh? Okay, if it's happening in your time, be ready to go through it. Hallelujah. Okay? And at the rapture, you receive a glorified body with which you will enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, Revelation chapter 8, verse 2. You remember 1 Corinthians 15 said at the last trumpet, yeah? Okay? At the last what? Good trumpet. Now, Revelation chapter 8, verse 2. John says that, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Okay? And at the sound of each trumpet, okay, something bad would happen. Something catastrophic. Okay? So seven trumpets, so that means the last trumpet is the seventh. Okay? When that seventh trumpet blows, we are taken out. That, in a sense, is the beginning of our kingdom, eh? In a sense. Eh? Okay? Now, Revelation chapter 11, from verse 15. Eh? Okay? The seventh trumpet is going to be sounded. The last one. Okay? Which Paul talked about. They say that then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. You see the kingdom? All right? And it shall reign forever and ever on the throne of David, like we read. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. Okay? Seventh trumpet blows. We are taken out. All right. After the tribulation. Okay. We have glorified bodies. Okay. And the moment we're taken out, then the wrath of God is going to fall on those who remain. This is the wrath that God wants us to escape. God doesn't want us to escape the great tribulation. He wants us to escape this wrath. Hallelujah. Because as Hillary knows, we are not appointed unto wrath. Glory be to God. Amen. So, the wrath is going to come. Eh? The wrath, Sandra, are the seven bowls. Remember, there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. Eh? Okay, so the seven bowls of the wrath of God. This is when they are poured out. And by this time now, we are in heaven for around 40 days. Glory be to God. All right? We shall talk about that another day. For around how many days? 40 days. Now, why we're in heaven? Okay, so it says the nations were angry and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead that they should be judged. Okay? And that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints who fear your name. Okay? The time of the dead that they should be judged. Judged for what? To be rewarded. You see it? To be what? Rewarded. Okay? So, one of the things that is going to start at the kickoff of the kingdom, okay, is going to be the rewarding ceremony. And it's going to happen in heaven. Hallelujah. We have received glorified bodies. We are taken to heaven. And people are going to be rewarded. Okay? For whatever good they did unto the Lord. Okay? Meanwhile, those on earth are experiencing the wrath of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Rewards. Hallelujah. If there's something that motivates me to do something for the Lord, it is this thing called rewards. Okay? This is one of my best scriptures. Rewards. Hallelujah. That's why for me, I don't understand Christians who just live like, you know. That's why I commend Jade. Jade had three powerful dreams telling her to get into the worship team. Okay? And somehow she decided what? I think she passed exams, entry exams. Now, God has told many people to do things for him and they have refused. But they are Christians. And they are in church. And some of you are here. You are here. God has told you, do something for me. You have refused. There is this day that is coming. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul said that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the flesh, whether good or bad. Everyone. If you want to understand what that means, read the final quest. That is where this verse is well explained. The rewards. People are going to cry for what they didn't do for the Lord. But they are in heaven. They are in the kingdom. But people are going to cry. Hallelujah. Some of them are not even going to sit on thrones because they were unfaithful. Hallelujah. They were unfaithful. Someone to do something, the worship team were quite guided. This day is coming. Hallelujah. All right? So, rewards. So, the kingdom, okay, is going to kick off this way. A new body. Hallelujah. And then rewards. Meanwhile, you're escaping the wrath of God. Terrible times. By the way, this is the Christmas message. Don't forget. All right? that baby was born for a kingdom. And that is a kingdom we're what? Talking about. Glory be to God. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints who fear your name. Okay? Okay? Cowards are not going to be what? Rewarded. This morning I had a dream at 4. I had a dream at 4. I wasn't able to go back to bed thereafter. Alright? Yeah. And God created an opportunity for me to brag, to tell you, I have a certain card I received on Friday. Christmas card. This is the only Christmas card your pastor has received. Amen? So, on Thursday, as we prayed here, you know, we are giving thanks for what God has done for us. And then I began to thank God. Thank you for the grace to do your work here in church. Okay? And then a thought occurred to me. I was like, I wish God would tell me that you have been, the number one pastor, 2018. Just, we're there praying in the Holy Ghost, praying serious things. Someone is there saying, I wish God would tell me that I've been what? The number one pastor. Okay? 2018. I was thinking those things. And I was like, wow. I wish someone would come up with a dream. Okay? It was just a thought. Anyway, so the following day, Friday, someone in this church, a lady, sends me a WhatsApp message, she tells me that I was supposed to send you this, I sent this yesterday, but the person who was supposed to, deliver it forgot. Alright? And then she took a pic of the message. Okay? When I realized, I was like, I need my card. I was like, this is a forever keep card. Glory be to God. And when I read it, I was like, wait a minute. Probably it is God indirectly saying, you are my 2001, what? Number one pastor. You remember, I was thinking those thoughts. Okay? And someone was supposed to give me that card immediately thereafter. And they didn't. Let me read you the card. Glory be to God. Okay? So she says, Pastor, yeah, you have been a light and a vessel of truth to me this year. I truly mean it when I say, this year, you're hands down my hero. Hands down my hero. Glory be to God. And it goes on and on. And you know what? On that same day, she had even sent me 600 thou. And someone didn't deliver it. Apparently, they forgot. But she sent it on mobile money. Then I needed to give someone a gift. And the money was spent. But I told her, please drop this card at the chef at my office. You understand? So last evening, I drove to the chef to pick up my card. Okay, she said, what did you say? Okay, this year, you're my hands down. You're hands down, my hero. So, is it possible that God is saying that what you are thinking is that you are? Is it possible? It's possible. It might not be, but what a coincidence. So I was talking to Alan on Friday about this. I was like, I wish God would whatever dream to someone to confirm, All right. But I was like, So I told him, but God might say that you're dull of hearing. I've already told you now, dreams for what? Okay, now this morning, I had a dream at 4. Okay? In this dream, we are somewhere like in school, Okay? With a certain pastor, this guy calls him a Mubanda. What does that term mean? A shady person? A Mubanda? What does that mean? Juliana, you're the lawyer. Gangster, Mubanda, basically, drug, gang, anyway. So this guy calls that pastor a Mubanda. And so we're in a school with that guy. He was also in school. Now, we had been given a play, you know, to act. All right? A play to act. And someone came and was giving us marks. Everyone for their role they had played. Okay? Then, I saw something, you know, around sticker. Okay? And that's where my performance was written. Okay? It was orange. Something like that, you know? And on it was written that, number one, I played the lead role in the play. Okay? And I got the full points for that. In the dream, it was 8. I don't know why 8. Then, in addition to the lead role, I also played other parts in the play. And for all those parts, I was given full points. One part was 4 points, another part was what? 1 point. Okay? You know, I got all the points. I played the lead role. And basically, you say, I got 100%. Okay? Then Yomobanda, pastor, came to ask me some questions. And now, according to the school register, I was, like, my father's name was the, was mistaken. Anyway, my father's name was wrong. It was also the same name for this guy's what? Father's name. And the guy said, hey, our father's name are the same. Then I said, no, mine, there's what? A confusion, and I have to go out and check it, you know, and rectify it. Okay? And that same name was shared also by a certain two girls. Okay? Some two girls, someone here knows them, but he's not here. Anyway, shady girls, including the one who worshipped a portrait of Elvis. Okay? So in the dream, you know, and this guy and that what? That E. And E. Anyway, but the whole thing was 100%. Glory be to God. So don't you think these things are connected? Number one, what? You guys, these things, the way heaven assesses things, we're going to be shocked. Heaven's assessment of things is very different. Now you might say, but how can you be the number one, what? Who passed away and people are not even 100. Well, God has never given the minimum and the maximum of what the church should. You understand? And anyway, you have been faithful with the little you've been given. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I woke up at 4. You know, I woke up from the dream. It was 4 and I couldn't go back to sleep. I was so happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I have so many CVs in heaven. Most of you know them. Okay? But you don't believe them because you're judging a book by its cover. Okay? Visitors are looking at me there, but this pastor is not fat. He's not, you know. Telling us serious. They are just stories. Pastor, I remember when we were buying a piece of land a month ago or so. So we took a surveyor to check the, to make the measurements. Then the surveyor came with a lady, a workmate. So I began to talk to this young girl, you know. Then at a certain point I told her that, by the way, I'm a pastor. She said, what? You're not serious. As in, pastors are supposed to be serious. Totally serious. She said, I was like, how do you want me to behave? She said, pastors way over, which kind of shirts. And then the first thing they tell you when you meet them is like, praise the Lord. And that's why she exactly, you know, when she said it that way. Praise the Lord, you know, So for me, I met her, we were just talking. She said, you're not a pastor, 20 serious. Glory be to God. I said, I'm a pastor. Okay? So maybe I embarrass you guys. Pastor Afatus was, Pastor Rachi, you know, Toby Langa. So that's when we bring what? Visitors. They will say, yeah, that is. Alright? But you see, I lived many years, you know, on this earth before I became a pastor. This pastor thing is a new thing, you understand, 4 years. So, there are so many years I lived. No, I can't just change, you understand what? Becoming drama, katemba just. I am this Moses, and all of a sudden I say, praise the Lord, you know. I just can't do that nonsense. Glory, I can't. Hallelujah. So, and rewards. The kingdom rewards. Technically, we say these things in LA almost every Sunday. Rewards. And I get amazed when I see someone at LA when they are making decisions with, and they are forgotten this bit. Rewards. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about the kingdom that the Christmas boy is bringing what? On the earth. Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 19. We're going to see other things concerning the kingdom. This is John still in his visions. He says, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude as the sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory be to God. After the tribulation, we are going to be taken out of this earth with glorified bodies. All right? We shall be taken to heaven and we shall attend a reward ceremony. Some of you are going to receive nothing if you don't style up. It's the truth. Okay? You're going to receive nothing. That is if you're even raptured. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to receive small. Chintu chidogo, you know. Alright? Because you are faithful a little bit. 10% faithfulness. Okay? And some of you, okay, like Juliana, are going to receive, as in, mansions and crowns and glory be to God. If you don't backslide. Hallelujah. Alright? And thereafter, there's going to be the marriage supper. We're talking about the kingdom. Marriage supper. You remember, the church, Christians, were betrothed to Christ. Okay? So the Lord is coming back for his bride. You understand? The marriage has never happened. We are just betrothed. Okay? So when is the marriage going to happen? 2,000 years later, it's going to happen in heaven. After the rapture. After the tribulation. As people down here on earth are experiencing the wrath of God. For us, we're in heaven. Some of us have received rewards. Okay? And some of us are part of the bride of Christ. Glory be to God. And this is just the beginning. Alright? Like I told you, we are there for like 40 days. Glory be to God. Amen? Verse 11. You remember, the bride is in fine linen, clean and bright. Okay? That is important because we're going to see it in the verses which are coming. Verse 11 says, "Now I saw heaven, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses." Okay? Who are those in that army? Who are those in that army? Remember, we saw the bride in verse 6, 8, clothed in fine linen, clean and bright. Okay? And this is exactly how the armies that are coming with the Lord are depicted. Okay? So it is those who were raptured. The reward ceremony has ended. The marriage supper has ended. Now they are coming back with the Lord on white horses. Glory be to God. Now you're coming back as an army. Hallelujah. All right? As an army. The bride, the warring bride. Okay? You've seen it? We're talking about the kingdom. Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, okay? Out of the mouth of Jesus, that with it he should strike the nation. Remember, he's coming back for war, okay? And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, "Come and gather together for the supper of the great God." Birds are being called for supper. The marriage supper has happened in heaven. Now there's a supper for birds. Okay, come. Okay, verse 18. "That you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great." And I saw the beast. Okay? The beast here is the Antichrist. Alright? So, and I saw the beast, the Antichrist, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, against Jesus, and against his army, you. Then the beast, the Antichrist, was captured, and with him, the false prophet, who many believe is this Pope. This Pope is going to play this role. Apparently from people who have seen the Lord and he has told them these things. Okay? For me, I was just told in 2014, I was told in a dream, not the exact number of years we have left, but the approximate number of years we have left. Approximate number of years we have left. That is 2014. Now we're in 2018. So 4 years have been what? And now me was told those. Now when I watch world events, I really see, man, this thing, this generation is going to be, you know, it's ending very soon. Very soon. That's why I take this issue of what rewards seriously. Every opportunity I get to do something for the Lord. Alright? And then, recently, I think it was this year, okay, there is a guy who messed up. This guy had been called to basically to preach the end times. He messed up. I had a dream. I think it was in July. Maybe August. I think it was last year. I had a dream. Okay, this year, when his calling was being handed over to me. Glory be to God. And probably that's why I'm very passionate about this thing called what? The end times. Basically, the kingdom that is coming soon. Okay? But even before that, I've talked about the end time, the rewards from the day LAT started. But sometime this year, something else was added to me. Someone's calling. You know, you can lose your calling. You know that. But when you're still alive, and now all that you're saying is just bigambo, but no spiritual impact. That's why you should take your roles, what? With serious. Whatever assignment God has, take it with serious. It can be taken away from you. And by the way, when it is taken away from you, God will tell you in one way or the other. That a chintu wa chakuvako kati olimba bulimbi. Glory be to God. So, anyway, people believe, they say the Lord has told them that this current pope, and I think it's true from what this guy says, homosexuals are going to heaven. Witch doctors are all going to heaven. The Bible, the pope, those are the things he's saying. Okay? So, then the beast was captured with a false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Okay? This is during the time when you're back. You understand? Back on the earth. Okay? Glory be to God. Go on. And the rest were what? And the rest were what? They were killed with a sword. The rest, those are his armies, were killed with a sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Remember, they had been called. When there's war and people are killed, birds are going to come. And then these are not what? Symbolic things. It's going to happen. These birds are not, spiritual birds. No. They are real birds. They're going to come and feast on dead bodies. And who's going to kill those people? Jesus. And you. You're part of his army. You saw it. This is not mythology. These things are going to happen. Okay? Teddy can give you a study on these things, which has been attending our Bible studies. Eschatology kept simple. Glory be to God. Now, this is the last verse of the chapter. Now we are entering chapter 20. Chapter 20, verse 1, it says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years are finished." All right? You've seen it. So in the kingdom, first of all, you see the kingdom is going to last 1,000 years. Okay? You'll have a new body. You'll have received rewards in heaven. Okay? And most probably, you'll have been part of the bride of Christ. Okay? The marriage supper of the Lamb. Then you'll come back as an army. All right? And then, during that time, the devil will be bound. So in the coming kingdom, there's not going to be a devil on the earth. Can you imagine a place like that? No devil. No devil. No devil to tempt anyone. But for you, you even have a glorified body which can never sin. But there are some other people, okay, who didn't go in the rapture and they didn't die during the wrath of God and during this battle, this war. So they'll still be alive on the earth. All right? However, they'll be living in a world where there's no devil. Isn't that amazing? No devil for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. We even can't imagine 1,000 years. Okay, because guys just live 62 years and they die. 1,000 years. And with Jesus, remember the throne of David? Jesus. But his crown is not from Tulsa. Alright? He's coming with his crown. Glory be to God. I think even that guy died a long time ago. No devil. The kingdom. Glory be to God. And then verse 4. I love verse 4 because it is rewards. It says, and I saw thrones and they sat on them. Who sat on them? Okay? Okay? The souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus. They had died during the tribulation. Then they were resurrected at the rapture. But of course, it is not only them. It is also for all of us. I, Juliana, Albert, Teddy, Jed, Bruce, William, Andrew, Joseph, all of you who will have been faithful. Glory be to God. And in the millennium, we are given thrones, you know? Thrones are for kings. So not every Christian is going to be a king. Glory be to God. Not every Christian is going to be what? A king. Thrones for kings. And the Bible says, and they sat on them. And judgment was given to them. Basically, judgment to rule, to reign on God's behalf. Okay? Jesus will also be on the earth. Okay? But he will have people he's working with. Alright? Kings. He's the king of kings. You understand? He's the king of some other kings. And those thrones are part of rewards. Glory be to God. Okay? Kings in different spheres of life. Hallelujah. Probably I'll be the what? The lead, as in, the king of the pastors. You understand? Where pastors don't do anything all over the world without what? I'm telling you, these things are true. This, you know, even right now on the earth, in everything, there's always a lead somebody. Isn't it? Uganda has one president. This, you know, Sabasaja, you know. Alright? In every field, in soccer, there is, okay, the player of the year. There's a lead some, in every field, in medicine, there is the lead surgeon, where all surgeons acknowledge that you get to sing. Okay? There is someone called the richest man. You understand? There is a group called the best worship group. It's there in the world. Of course, human beings have their assessment of things, you know? But heaven has the true one. Okay? And some, last year there were dreams to the effect that we are number one. This church, worship team. I don't know if it's still the case. We have to what? Find out. When this church had just begun, 4 months down the road, there was a dream which came and God was saying, you are the leading church in this city. Do you remember? Most of you are new, Okay? The guys who are here, they all left when I told them the truth that Elvis has become a cult. Okay? They said, no way. They took off. But now everything that is coming out of there, people are calling. Some of your friends are now calling themselves Elvis and Mbonye. Your friends who you are with, that is it. Some of them are wives to husbands. I don't know how those husbands think when they're seeing their wives, what? I'm telling you, there's one actually, a wife of somebody, who she's not only calling herself Elvis, she's even calling herself Jesus. You know her? Yeah. She's Elvis Jesus and her last name. I'm telling you, you know her. She used to be here. Okay? Everything that is going on now, people are now confirming that, man, these guys were right. That Pastor Moses guy was right. Don't you think that's one of the reasons why, according to God, in my opinion, I am the 2018 number one pastor? Look at the risk I took, man. You understand? In one of the dreams, Elvis almost killed me. I've never told you that. When I began to reveal these things. Look at the, you know, we wouldn't be in this room now if I didn't reveal. They'll be here. Very few pastors can take that risk. You understand? Because every pastor, and I'm sure you all agree, all pastors, first of all, they are judged by the number of people in their congregation. You understand? Even you also judge me like that. How powerful you are is when I want to make her. You can't say when I want to make her. So even you're seated here, but in your heart you're like, yeah, that's true. That's how we judge you. How powerful you know, eh? So now, and that is how you know, eh? But again, those are human assessments. Eh? All right? So if, you know, people are judged by the numbers of people, how dare you risk what? Losing 75% of your congregation. Kids don't. You know, you can't. And of course, when you lose 75 for your congregation, you have most probably lost 75% of your income. How are you going to pay the rent? And maybe that's why, that's what that dream meant, eh, of I played the lead role. Eh? You remember that? The lead role. Because there's no pastor in Zoe. All of them, they are there. And every day, demons are just what? We're tightening the bolts. That's why it is hard to leave that place. Dig where you guys were lucky who left quickly. Every single day it becomes harder to leave that place. Why? Because of the things which are working to destroy people, to keep them there and destroy them. Okay? But what was I talking about? King thrones. Okay? John say, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and they reigned with the Lord for 1,000 years. In the kingdom, Christmas message, kingdom, 1,000 years. Yes, so there's going to be kings in all spheres of life. All spheres of life. And those thrones are there and they were prepared for you. And God doesn't want them empty. Read the final quest. There were some thrones which were still empty. And the Lord was like, I need those thrones filled with people. And told Rick Joyner, please help me to fill those thrones. Help me to fill those thrones. How will those thrones be filled? By getting people to be faithful to the Lord. And you guys, it's hard to get Christians to be faithful to the Lord. Guys have their own dreams. God has told them to do something. Then they will tell you what their mother said. I can't do that because my mother said, my husband said, my wife said. You understand? Jesus said, and then now you're talking about how your husband said. Really? Your husband. Your wife. Your cousin. My cousin says she can't drive me to church. That's why I can't drive. My cousin can't drive me. Thrones. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, we shan't go into other things, but one of the things that is in this 1,000 years, there's also, we are going to be living in a new earth, what the Bible calls new heavens and new earth. Okay? So new heavens, new earth, without the devil. Okay? With a glorified body. Hallelujah. With rewards, with thrones. For 1,000 years. Okay? New heavens, it means basically the skies. The heavens there, I talk about the skies. Okay? All the corruption that came because of the fall and the, you know, now the weather. You understand? All those things. Peter said they are going to be renovated by fire. It's not a new planet coming. Okay? It is just a renewing of this old what? Planet. Second Peter 3 says it's going to happen with fire. So they're going to be burnt up, you know? And the earth, that means the ground. Basically, the curse is going to be wiped out. It's going to be new heavens and a new earth. Glory be to God. That is going to be the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God. With Jesus reigning from Jerusalem, having you representing him in a certain area as a king. Hallelujah. With a body that can never fall sick. With a body that can't sin. Okay? And the devil bound away. Honestly. Okay? But I'm saying all these things, but even me, I can't imagine how life is going to be. Because in this world, okay, no one has ever seen anything close to what is coming. Do you understand? No one. But I believe the scriptures. Glory be to God. Okay. Isaiah chapter 65 from verse 17. The Lord say that, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem. By the way, there's also going to be something called New Jerusalem. Glory be to God. The old Jerusalem will still be here. Okay? But in the new earth. Okay? Then there's going to be also a new Jerusalem, which is going to come down from heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? And God wants you to be part of that new city, Jerusalem, from above. The Jerusalem which Abraham was looking for. Okay, God promised him land, you know. But the Bible says even when he reached the promised land, Canaan, he knew this is not the real thing. The Bible says he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. Glory be to God. Okay? And that city is coming from heaven. In the millennium. Glory be to God. Can you imagine living in a city that is from heaven? Okay? All these cities, New York, wherever, you know, they are made by men. But there is a city coming very soon. I can tell you the approximate number of years. It is coming soon. It is from heaven. Glory be to God. We have never seen or even imagined anything like this. New Jerusalem. The city that Abraham was looking for. Okay? Glory be to God. And in Hebrews it says that you have come to that city. Glory be to God. So he says, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her. Okay? Nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days. Nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years. 100 years is that someone will be a child. Because you're supposed to live 1,000 years. Now, if you live a tenth of 1,000 years, you are a kid. A kid has died. You understand? Of course, that is for people who don't have glorified bodies, who are not raptured. You understand? They produce They get kids. For you who has a glorified body, by the way, you're not going to have kids no more. Like African Americans say. Okay? Jesus said that in that age, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. You know, because they're like angels. Bodies like those of angels. But there will be guys who don't have glorified bodies who will be able to what? I'm trying to look at the age of people here. Yeah. Who won't be able to like have sex and get kids? Oh, who, yeah, they'll be able because they'll be, they were born here, they were not raptured. Okay. So those are the guys who, if they die at 100, they'll be like a kid has died. Then you travel what? To Hoima to bury a kid. Mwanabade miyake meka? Chikumi. Na ye ngatula vye stalo. Mwana miaka chikumi. Mwana miaka bibili. This is a kingdom that is coming. You had better start thinking about it so that you make sure you don't what? Fall away and you don't enter in. Okay? Verse 21. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be descendants of the Lord. Verse 20, 24, it says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. Probably because he will be so near, he will be on the earth. Okay? Verse 25, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw. Animals won't eat meat anymore. You understand? They shall all eat what? Eat grass. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 to 8 as we end. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goats. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child will lead them. A little child, you know, maybe that child will be 1 year, lead them. Or it could be a little child of 100 years. Glory be to God. Amen. But most probably this means a 2-year-old leading what? Animals. They can't. As in, it will be a whole new, remember, new heavens, new earth, the curse is away, the devil is away, Jesus is, it's going to be wonderful. The kingdom, okay, that people, talk about on Christmas without really understanding what they are what? Talking about. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole. All right? Nursing child. Now, this is not a child of 100 years. Okay? A nursing child, you know? A few months. You put your, the kid puts his what? Arm in the cobra and nothing happened. The cobra, okay, just comes out and laughs, you know, Glory be to God. All right. Okay. Verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Glory be to God. The kingdom. Amen. This child that people say was born on 25th December. Okay. Was born for a kingdom. Glory be to God. He was born for a kingdom. And he's coming back. And by the way, it is very soon. He's coming back to establish that kingdom on the earth. Glory be to God. Amen. And he wants you to be part of that kingdom. Glory be to God. So take your faith in Christ seriously, and then live a righteous life. Because Jesus said, this king that is coming said, those who practice unrighteousness, those who practice iniquity shall not enter the kingdom. All right? Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.